Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hei. The Pasuk, when it tells us the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved, of returning a lost object, it tells us, V'chein ta'aseh l'sim laso, so shall you do, return the lost object, for your friend's simla, for his clothing. V'chein ta'aseh l'chol avida sochicha, and so shall you do for all of the lost items of your friend. So the Mishnah asks a question on this Pasuk, and it says, Af ha-simla ha-isa b'chlal kol eila. Even the simla is included in all this rule that is given in the pasuk that we have to return chol avedas achicha, all of the lost objects of your friends. So lama yatzas, why was it taken out from the klal, from the general rule? Why do we need to specify simla? So why does simla need to be taken out and be dealt with separately? The reason is, the Mishnah says, lahakish eleha, to make a comparison to it, to connect to it, lomar lach, to teach you, ma simla miyuchedes, just as a piece of clothing is unique, sheyesh ba simanim, it has identifying signs, v'yesh la tovim, and has somebody who is who's asking for it, who's interested in getting it back. Why do we say it has tovim, has somebody who wants it? Because it's not just something that grew out of the ground and could just be hefker. It obviously had somebody who made it. So just as a simla has identifying signs, has people who own it, who want it, af kol davar. So also anything sheyesh bo simanim that has a sign of yesh lo tovim and has those who want to get it back, chayav lahachriz, you are obligated to announce that you found a lost object. However, an item that has no tovim, has no one desiring it, and that's, let's say there was yiush, the person had given up hope, then it belongs to the person who found it. He is not obligated to return the lost object.